USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The only way for peace was through partnership and engagement. We are together. Nothing is impossible. We are divided. All will fail.
A former U.S. president issues a warning at a speaking engagement in Washington last night about what he calls the danger of isolation. George W. Bush recalling a famous quote that the former British Prime Minister Winston Churchill once made about the United States.
The price of greatness is responsibilities. One cannot rise to be in many ways the leading community in the civilized world without being involved in its problems.
Bush speaks as he's honored by the Atlantic Council. Meanwhile, President Trump addressed a rally in Elkhart, Indiana, where he said he'd like to renegotiate that deal with Iran.
And I hope to be able to make a deal with them. A good deal, a fair deal, a good deal for them, better for them.
This is USA Radio News.
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly. Satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Four Americans killed by ISIS forces in an ambush attack in Niger last October. Now the Pentagon releases a final report on that attack and what may have led to it. Army Major General Roger Cloutier starting at yesterday's briefing by honoring the four Americans killed.
My description of the events today will not do justice to the bravery of the men involved. It will likely not fully capture the intensity of the enemy attack or the conditions under which these men made split-second decisions.
The report concludes no one thing led to the deaths, but rather, quote, individual, organizational, and institutional failures and deficiencies contributed to the tragedy. The FBI now investigating a reported bombing at a Texas church early yesterday. The Reverend C. Andrew Doyle posting on Facebook, the package bomb blew up on the front steps of the St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in Beaumont. It's the second such device to be found in Beaumont in a month. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
A White House official is under fire for reportedly saying that Senator John McCain doesn't matter because he's dying. The Arizona Republican is against President Trump's nominee to be CIA Director Gina Haspel. According to The Hill, White House Special Assistant Kelly Sadler said McCain's opposition doesn't matter because he's dying. McCain was diagnosed with brain cancer last summer and hasn't been in the nation's capital since late last year. Sadler has reportedly apologized to McCain's family. The Trump administration is now cutting off funding for a NASA research program that tracks greenhouse gases. Science Magazine reports the administration won't fund any new research under the carbon monitoring system. The program, known as CMS, tracks the flow of carbon dioxide all around the planet to check on improvements and failures of efforts to cut pollution linked to climate change. A NASA spokesman telling the magazine the administration is canceling the $10 million program because of higher priorities when it comes to the science budget. And the oldest living American is dead. Delphine Gibson of Pennsylvania died Wednesday at 114, born in 1903, and crediting her longevity to her faith and her church family. Pennsylvania's governor calling her an incredible Pennsylvanian. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.